KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. You may think you've seen Silly and Smarmy and Inept, but wait till you see Wanderlust. Though that's just a figure of speech. I'm not suggesting that you actually lay eyes on this naked grab for box office bucks. Naked grab is a figure of speech, too. David Wayne's comedy of hippie chaos makes nudity a selling point and a recurrent tease, but its co-star, Jennifer Aniston, bares her breasts off-screen. We're spared any searching studies of Paul Rudd's anatomy. His repressed businessman is there purely for laughs, although many of his laugh lines misfire pitifully. The only frontal nudity occurs during a quick shot of a male winemaker and avocational novelist whose endowment rivals that of Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights, and horror of horrors during a stampede of geriatric nudists in the path of a rampaging SUV. But why, you may wonder, am I discussing Jennifer Aniston's breasts in the first place? That's the wrong question. The right one is why she ever took the role, that of an outlandishly anxious professional, more precisely a filmmaker trying to sell HBO a documentary about a penguin with testicular cancer, in a marriage suddenly beset by the economic downturn. Maybe she thought the movie had something fresh to say about materialist striving versus free love in a rural hippie commune that time forgot, but it doesn't. Although, who knows, the hippie caricatures are old enough to be new again. The production has all the style and subtlety of TV sketch material. A psychedelic sequence makes Madonna's halftime show look like high art. Both the straight and hippie realms are populated by parallel groups of fevered eccentrics, and Alan Alda plays the commune's venerable founder, whose brain long ago failed the acid test. Wanderlust is nothing if not strenuous, strident, and gross, but most of it fails the comedy test. Imagine a village where many of the kids are on Facebook, but the dominant social network perpetuates a legal code dating back to the 15th century that dictates ruthlessly harsh rules for settling blood feuds. Just such a village in northern Albania is the setting for Joshua Marston's second film, The Forgiveness of Blood. Marston is a Californian, but his debut feature, Maria Full of Grace, was in Spanish with English subtitles and shot mostly in Colombia. This new one, in subtitled Albanian, is a work of fiction based on contemporary fact. It's quietly affecting and surprisingly dramatic, so long as you're willing to watch it unfold at its own deliberate pace. The hero, Nick, is a gawky 15-year-old with a crush on a high school beauty. The whole business of blood feuds and land disputes is actually fascinating, but the film is mainly a family drama told from the perspective of a contemporary kid who finds himself imprisoned by antiquated rules he never agreed to in a two-bit town where no insult, however slight, is ever forgotten. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.